Welcome to Making Connections, a WMMT series on diversifying our future.
I think that if anything, it's something we're kind of finding comfort in, like probably the rest of America, that we will be getting insurance, especially as a small business. The way that it's been the last 5 to 10 years, it's been a really difficult process to be able to do that. And I don't know many people that can work in restaurants and have insurance.
It's comforting because otherwise we would have put it off and not had it. And now we know that not only have we started this business, but we've created these jobs for ourselves, but we're also going to have jobs that we have insurance, and we've done that for ourselves.
That was Becca Jane Peterson and Carrie Wells talking about their newly opened bakery, Here Comes the Bun, located in downtown Whitesburg. When measures from the Affordable Care Act, sometimes called Obamacare, are in place, they plan to have insurance through their business because of reduced costs that will soon be in place. And while many opponents fear the health reform bill will hurt business growth, Jason Bailey of the Kentucky Center for Economic Policy argues the opposite. New legislation would actually encourage more entrepreneurs and help to create new jobs in our area, as well as provide health insurance for the uninsured. Under the Act, businesses with less than 25 employees are eligible for sizable tax credits that will help them purchase coverage.
Nationwide, only about a third of small businesses that have less than 10 employees actually offer health insurance currently, as opposed to nearly all businesses that have, say, more than 1,000 employees. It's harder for small businesses to provide coverage. It's more expensive. There are higher administrative costs. They don't get the advantage of a large pool that the big employers have. They have less bargaining power with the insurance companies. They have to bind coverage, which itself is an administrative cost. There are a number of ways in which the law makes it easier and more affordable for many small businesses, especially very small businesses, to access coverage.
In addition to supporting Kentucky's small businesses, the legislation, which was enacted in 2010, will have other benefits for businesses in the state. The Affordable Health Care Act has been misunderstood and often controversial at the state and local level. Jason Bailey has been looking into what the legislation means for the state, specifically Kentucky's decision to expand Medicaid coverage.
I think there's a lot of confusion about the Affordable Care Act. So I think there's a lot of misunderstanding about what it does, what it will do, how it will work. The real rollout of what people will be eligible for has not happened yet. I mean, the Medicaid expansion was, again, just announced that the governor would move forward on that a few weeks ago. So what you'll see is in the next 9 months, moving towards the January 1st, 2014 date, you will begin to see information out there about how people can sign up. The intent of the law, and I think the intent of the people who are implementing at the state level, is to make it as simple as possible, for people to understand the options and to get the coverage that they need.
So under the Affordable Care Act, states had the option of whether they wanted to expand Medicaid to make more families eligible. About half the states have decided they want to move forward with the expansion. Kentucky was one of those states.
What that will do is make health coverage available to up to 300,000 low-income Kentuckians. Close to half of the uninsured in Kentucky will be able to get health coverage through Medicaid. So it's one of the most significant things that has been done in decades to provide health coverage to people who don't have it. And in Eastern Kentucky counties, one of the things we looked at was on a county-by-county basis, how many people would benefit, what share of the uninsured. And in many Eastern Kentucky counties, the largest number in the state, the largest percentage of the uninsured would gain coverage. Up to 60% of the uninsured would get coverage in many Eastern Kentucky counties.
Bailey says an increase of 300,000 insured Kentuckians will put pressure on local medical care providers, but he says that will be a good thing for job generation.
There will be a workforce challenge. There already is a workforce challenge in the healthcare sector in Kentucky. We have about 49 counties that are considered health professional shortage areas, which means they don't have enough healthcare professionals to deal with the demand that already exists. And there will be an increase in demand because more people will have insurance under both the Medicaid expansion as well as the rest of the Affordable Care Act. I consider that to be a great opportunity. I mean, in a state that has such serious job needs, the opportunity to provide lots of good jobs in every county, really. I mean, a lot of these jobs can be primary care jobs provided at health clinics and at a very local level is a great opportunity.
Healthcare services like routine visits could be provided by health professionals who aren't necessarily physicians, meaning new job opportunities are likely.
If we begin to work on that, I think we can close that gap in a way that benefits all people, benefits the economy in addition to making people healthier.
Bailey also sees a benefit to overall innovation in the business sector for people who want to start new businesses, like Becca and Carrie, who recently opened the bakery in Whitesburg.
The lack of an insurance option is a big barrier now to people taking the leap of starting their own business, particularly if they have a job now where they have health coverage. They don't want to give that up or end up having to pay more or go uninsured to start their own business. And there's research showing that people who have an insurance option, like a spouse who has insurance, are more likely to be self-employed. In that way, the law really helps encourage entrepreneurship. And I think in Kentucky, that's a big deal, particularly in rural Kentucky. We have lower levels of small business ownership, lower levels of entrepreneur income. The security that the Affordable Care Act offers to entrepreneurs and potential entrepreneurs is a big advantage. And the Medicaid expansion is part of that. One of the big benefits of the Medicaid expansion in general, one is that it will make people healthier, but a second reason is that it protects people against the risk of financial catastrophe should they be uninsured and should they get sick.
Bailey notes that health insurance coverage improves the competitiveness of small businesses competing for well-qualified employees. Small businesses pay on average 18% more for health insurance coverage than larger businesses, which could make it harder for them to attract competitive employees. Many of the major legislative changes around the Act roll out in 2014, so that means more insured Kentuckians and thousands of small businesses eligible for tax credits to purchase health care. Reporting for WMMT, I'm Jonna McCone in Whitesburg.
Making Connections is brought to you by WMMT, Mountain Community Radio. Find out more at makingconnectionsnews.org.